Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
I got a message from a woman named Cheryl yesterday, and it made me a little uncomfortable. And I thank her for that because it made me think. She wrote, "Why is the burden of explaining, exhorting, and describing the latest racist evidence of this worldwide epidemic placed only on the heads of African Americans on your broadcasts? Where are the proud racist politicians, the policemen posing with guns displaying the racist hand sign, those who post and teach racism, organizers of KKK marches? Why aren't they explaining and defending their philosophies and actions? I'm a 67-year-old African-American woman," she wrote, "and this playbook is not working to change the dynamic." She went on to say, "The only people who can end racism are Caucasians. We have done everything we can for centuries. What are you going to do?"